Historically, it has been used to treat skin inflammations and other common infections, like the common cold and even pink eye. Early Texas pioneers also extracted a yellow dye from agarita roots. C. Cayenne pepper, Capsicum annuum. I like to think that the California rock group, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, get their name from this little herb that makes up our C chapter. A member of the potato family, the cayenne pepper is also known as chili piquin, chili piteen, bird pepper, and turkey pepper. The turkey pepper flourishes in the Southwest. It is very easy to grow. It thrives both with little water and lots of water, such as along river ledges. Birds love these peppers, which are quite hot, and people can eat them too. Salsa, anyone? The medicinal value of this plant has been sworn by for hundreds of years, and more studies are being done to date. People in both Europe and the U.S. use many creams containing capsicum as a topical treatment for arthritis, sinus infections, powder up the nose, mixed with a little water, and the shingles. It is said to cure headaches, upset stomach, ear infections, pain after operations, pain from nerve damage, and alcoholism. Studies are being done now on the effectiveness of capsicum in people with bad hearts. If my mother feels a cold coming on, she still eats a pepper to ward it off. Capsicum, the hot oil in the pepper that gives that trademark twinge, is also the main ingredient in personal defense sprays, such as mace, and in the bear sprays used by hikers in places such as Montana, Alaska, and Canada. D. Dakota mock vervain, Glandularia bipinnatifida. Dakota mock vervain is also known as Moradilla, Verbena bipinnatifida, Purple Prairie verbena, and Dakota verbena. In Spanish or English, the color purple, or morado, is written all over this plant. In the spring and summer, Verbena bipinnatifida bursts into varying shades of purples to pinks and even white flowers. Growing to 1.5 feet tall, the hairy-stemmed Dakota mock vervain always has 5 notched leaves per flower on its multi-headed main stem. These flowers boast a light scent and are used in home gardens to attract butterflies. George R. Swank wrote a thesis on this awesome plant for his Master's of Arts degree from the University of New Mexico in 1932, and he made some interesting discoveries. According to page 73 of his work, The Ethnobotany of the Yakima and Laguna Indians, the leaves are quite useful. If your ailment is simply a sore throat, boil them, then gargle the water for pain relief, like the Keres Pueblo Indians did. Snake bite troubling you? Dakota mock vervain leaves can be crushed with rocks and the resultant mash applied directly to the puncture wound for use as a remedy, until you can get to the doctor. A note on snakes. When in the backcountry, be sure to make plenty of noise. Snakes are sensitive to noises of all kinds. If they can hear you before they can see you, it lessens your chance of a bite. E. Evening Star Rain Lily, Cuperia drummondii. Evening Star Rain Lily is sometimes known as Evening Rain Lily. Something with such a graceful and elegant name has to be graceful and elegant in life, right? Perhaps even in reminisce of a delicate Hollywood movie star? In this case, that's right. At 1 foot tall, this showy white flower only makes her debut in the evening hours. Perhaps the sun's harsh rays are too much for her 6 delicate, pristine petals. That's possible. The fragrant flower only graces us with her presence for 2 to 4 days before something spectacular happens. Her leaves, grass-like and grayish-green in color, elongate, and the flower itself goes out with a show-stopping bang. The leaves turn pink before withering away or, as they say in Hollywood, fade into black. How lucky one would be to see that show. Discovered by Scotsman Thomas Drummond, who hoped to make a complete botanical survey of the Lone Star State after arriving here in